Hey, boys, how good is it that you have a bona fide celebrity on the show now, Phil Moss? They made a movie about his life, The Moss Man Prophecies. You reckon you've seen it, TK?
Worst movie ever.
Richard Gere even stars as Mossy. The bit when the bridge collapses and he's drowning, then he survives, is a prophecy of his coaching career. Now he has arisen phoenix-like to save his career and become a media icon. Cheers, Duckman.
So it's welcome back with a stitch-up, is it, Jimmy?
No, mate, you can see it there. I didn't write it. Someone else. Welcome back, Phil.
Thank you, guys. Good to be back.
Don't be as boring as that movie.
But if you get paid like Richard Gere, then that's a bonus.
Absolutely.
Mossy, yeah. How big is this tonight, mate? The Aussies up against the UAE. We've been terribly disappointing so far in this World Cup qualifying stage. Two wins from only six matches, four draws. We're third. I mean, this is crunch time.
It is. It's critical, TK. Absolutely critical. This is a massive, massive game. Robbie Slater said the biggest game in Australian football since the Asian Cup final, and I'd probably agree with that.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you have to win your home games and get some points on the road. And
we've been away a lot, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And we've got three out of the last four home games at home, which is a massive bonus. And if you look at that, there's nine points. But we've got to go away to Japan. Saudi Arabia and Japan are 3 points ahead of us. With each game that goes by, they're both at home as well. So just say we all win, all three win, we're still 3 points behind them with only three games to go. So the games are starting to sneak away from us. But there needs to be massive improvement from last week because that was not good enough.
And we should explain too, if you finish third, you don't go through.
No, you've got to qualify.
Not automatically.
Yeah, not automatically. And those qualifications are tough.
We've been down that road so many times.
You've got to play one in Asia, and then if you win that, you've got to go to CONCACAF.
And look, just keep this in mind, and I know people will dispute this, but when we went out of playing the fifth best South American side and we got into this conference, it was guaranteed automatic qualification. That's what everyone said. And all of a sudden, we're making really hard work of it.
Yeah, but I have to say, those who were saying automatic qualification were uneducated.
Okay, because well, where Asia would you rather be?
Asia, yeah, of course. Much rather be in Asia, but there is no such thing
saloon
as automatic
passage
qualification.
Here.
It's not though, TK. Mate, you go to Asia. I went there with Graham Arnold with the Oli Roos 2006-07 to qualify for Beijing. That's with the Olympic team, of course. But Asia is a treacherous journey.
Not
it
as treacherous as South America.
No, agreed. But it's not automatic qualification. No. That's my point.
Well, we should be good enough. If you can't get through, I mean, what's the point of going to a World Cup if you can't?
Couldn't agree more.
Being your
couldn't
top
agree
two.
More.
Well, Ange is under pressure now too, and it's not just because the side's under pressure, but also the tactics that he's employed. Break it down for us. Break it down for the listeners, Mossy, about what he's doing, especially defensively.
Okay, so he went to a back three,
right,
instead of the usual back four last week against Iraq, but that's part of Ange's evolution of the side,
right,
in his words, and that was always part of the plan. My, I guess, point of difference here is why didn't he do that against Thailand when he had the team in camp for 10 days?
Right.
So you had a real chance to bed it in on the training pitch. That's only a question that Ange can answer. I don't know the answer to that. I know there was quite a few players out against Thailand. We drew away 2-2. But he had a 10-day training camp where he decided not to take a warm-up game, a friendly game, because he wanted to train the boys hard. That would have been the ideal time to change the system, in my opinion. Right. Having said that, I thought last week there was a couple of players who looked a bit uncomfortable in the system. Luongo playing as a holding midfielder. I think he's more of an attacking midfielder. Bailey Wright, who had to defend and play out in wide areas in a back three. He's a central defender. That's where he's most comfortable. So I thought there was
Sainsbury's a central defender too, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's played a fair bit of right back,
okay,
particularly at the Mariners when Graham Arnold and I had him up there.
Right.
But he's more of a, and I say this with all due respect to Bailey Wright, he's more of an athlete than Bailey Wright, so he can handle those wide areas.
Right. He's a star.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's at one of the biggest clubs in the world now, so let's hope he starts to play some games there. But I think Trent Sainsbury will be one of the changes. I think Brad Smith will come in, and I think Jimmy Troisi will take over from Aaron Moy in that playmaker's role. But I can't see Ange changing the system. I think he'll stick with the back three as he did last week, because that is part of his bigger picture plan.
Have they got anyone?
Yeah, they have.
They've got a striker we've got to worry about.
They've got Abdul Rahman, who is the Arabian Messi with the big Afro hairdo. Look, there's criticism of him not standing up in the big games.
Okay.
And this is a massive game because they are under a lot of pressure, same as us. Their coach is under massive pressure. So can he stand up on the big stage when it really counts? He hasn't so far. And Ahmed Khalil, who was out last week in their 2-0 loss to Japan with a calf injury, comes back into the starting 11. And he's their leading goal scorer in qualifiers.
And what about the ground itself? A lot of rain, Allianz Stadium, bit of traffic now too with the Tars and the Roosters.
The noise is coming out of the Socceroos is the pitch isn't good enough. I know Allianz had the weekend off, but, you know, at the end of the day, we still have to be good enough.
Can I say
that? We can't blame the pitch if we have a poor result at home tonight.
Can I say the previous game for the Socceroos, and we heard in the lead up to it that the pitch is not good enough? I get sick of that.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
We don't have dedicated soccer grounds.
I get sick of it for two reasons, Jimmy.
It's
first of all,
you're giving your players an excuse straight away.
Yeah, you are. But our game is absolutely it is critical that we have a good playing surface because the ball is on the ground. Particularly the way Ange likes to coach the team, we need the ball on the ground. If it's not a good playing surface, it ruins the game plan. Yeah,
but he knows that our grounds are rugby league and rugby.
We need a purpose-built stadium for football.
Not going to happen. They're already spending $2 billion, and that's not part of the plan. Now, give us your prediction.
Tonight, 2-0 Australia.
2-0.
I think they're paying $5 at that score.
$5 there, 2-0 Australia. And quickly, what about this Neymar?
Oh,
maybe,
please.
Maybe.
Man U.
No.
Signing for Man
U. For two reasons. First of all, like he cannot go to Jimmy's side. And secondly, I'd hate to see Suarez, Messi and Neymar split up.
Oh, give me
I just
break.
Love watching those
yeah,
three
Yeah, that'll
play
only
together.
Leave you with two of the best players
yeah,
in the world.
Exactly.
Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys.
Mossy.